people who have diaprepes continue to have major problems in their groves in certain parts of the state.
In certain parts of the state, you said. What parts of the state would that be? Is it restricted to certain areas?
It's not restricted to certain areas, but it's just worse in some areas than others. For the most part, when we talk about regionality and diaprepes issues, it can get a little complicated when you're thinking about management in different areas and the different scenarios that you can encounter. One of the things that is very useful for growers is if you go onto the internet and just go to the website of the Citrus Research Station, that would be Citrus Research and Education Center. You just type that in and pull up the webpage. You'll see on the left-hand side our academics and research and extension folders here. And if you go to the extension, where we're trying to extend information out into the industry, and click on that, and if you're looking for weevils, then you'll go to the entomology nematology section. And when you click on that, you'll see weevils. This is really the best resource in terms of understanding the biology of diaprepes and in terms of deciding how you want to manage it for your particular situation. When you get to the weevil section by just clicking on weevils, you'll see that there are links to the Diaprepes Task Force and to the Citrus Pest Management Guide. If you click on the Citrus Pest Management Guide, you'll have a lot of general information in a very compact form, as well as all of the currently registered chemicals that can be used to manage diaprepes. If you go back to the first link here, to the Diaprepes Task Force, you have just about everything that's ever been published about diaprepes right at your fingertips. A lot of popular information, as well as all of the scientific papers that have been published over the last number of decades. What's interesting about this page is that at the very bottom of your options, there's a management key. And what this management key is set up to do is to describe all of the various regional scenarios that growers might encounter in having to deal with managing diaprepes. So if we just start working with this key, you'll see that the most important decision a grower is going to make is what rootstock he's going to plant if he's thinking about planting a grove. And you can see that if we go to these pre-plant decisions, it'll ask you, is Phytophthora present or is it absent? Now, the reason that it's asking you that is that diaprepes is a pest disease complex. If there were no Phytophthora attacking roots, diaprepes wouldn't be as serious a problem. It would still be a major problem in terms of the damage it does to the roots, but it wouldn't be nearly the problem it is in the presence of Phytophthora. So you've got to consider what kind of Phytophthora might you be encountering. And if you say, of course, yes, Phytophthora will be present because it always is. If you're on the ridge, you're usually talking about P. nicotiani, but in the flatwoods as well, of course. But it's usually only in the flatwoods that you might encounter P. palmivora. So let's just say we're interested in the situation where we've got P. nicotiani in our soils. And we're off of the ridge. We're in the shallower, finer textured soils off of the central ridge. So we'll go to scenario 3 here. And what it's telling you here is what rootstocks are best to use. And essentially, you can see that Swingless or Citrumilo performs really well off of the ridge in certain types of soils, but not in others. It's resistant to Phytophthora. So in soils where it performs well, you want to be planting Swingless or Citrumilo. You'll experience much fewer problems with diaprepes if you have that right rootstock. In soils where it doesn't perform so well, there are other rootstocks that you probably want to consider. And the same situation goes if you have P. palmivora concerns in your grove. Those are totally different rootstocks that you would want to select than if you have Phytophthora nicotiani. So you really want to use this key in order to see what rootstocks are appropriate for your situation in that initial decision about what am I going to plant in this grove, the most important decision anybody can make in terms of diaprepes. When we see really bad diaprepes problems, almost always the wrong rootstock has been planted.
Bottom line, there is no one solution fits every grower in every grove when it comes to diaprepes.
That is absolutely true. That's very much the case. I couldn't have said it better.
I'm Ernie Neff. You're listening to Southeast AgNet.